Everett called his interpretation the relative state formulation of quantum mechanics, and showed that his assumption that all quantum possibilities exist led to the same quantum mechanical predictions for the results of experiments as the Copenhagen interpretation. Everett published his alternative in July 1957 with an accompanying note from his supervisor, the distinguished Princeton physicist John Wheeler. It was his very first paper, and it went virtually unnoticed for more than a decade. By then, disillusioned by the lack of interest, Everett had already left academia and was working for the Pentagon, applying game theory to strategic war planning. "There is no question that there is an unseen world," the American film director Woody Allen once said. "The problem is, how far is it from Midtown and how late is it open?" Unlike Allen, most physicists balked at the implications of accepting an infinite number of coexisting parallel alternative realities in which every conceivable outcome of every possible experiment result is realized. Sadly, Everett, who died of a heart attack aged 51 in 1982, did not live to see the many-worlds interpretation, as it became known, taken seriously by quantum cosmologists as they struggled to explain the mystery of how the universe came into being. The many-worlds interpretation allowed them to circumvent a problem to which the Copenhagen interpretation had no answer. What act of observation could possibly bring about the collapse of the wave function of the entire universe? The Copenhagen interpretation requires an observer outside the universe to observe it, but since there is none, leaving God aside, the universe should never come into existence but remain forever in a superposition of many possibilities. This is the long-standing measurement problem writ large. Schrödinger's equation that describes quantum reality as a superposition of possibilities and attaches a range of probabilities to each possibility does not include the act of measurement. There are no observers in the mathematics of quantum mechanics. The theory says nothing about the collapse of the wave function, the sudden and discontinuous change of the state of a quantum system upon observation or measurement, when the possible becomes the actual. In Everett's many-worlds interpretation, there was no need for an observation or measurement to collapse the wave function, since each and every quantum possibility coexists as an actual reality in an array of parallel universes.